Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to be here. This is really listening to midwife voices. I am very, very happy, enthusiastic that young midwifery leaders are also being heard as I could. I'm so proud of my young midwifery leader colleagues. And how does this report bring back to my midwifery practice reality in Mexico? Well, I'm a midwife in Mexico. I do home births. I'm the mother of three beautiful children who were born also at home. And I'm a board member of the Mexican Midwifery Association. And I also represent Mexico as a young midwifery leader. Midwives play a vital role in the healthcare of mothers and babies, definitely. Midwives have the knowledge, midwives have the skills, and midwives have the heart and compassion to serve mothers and babies in the most perfect way. With all the scientific evidence and with all the passion and heart that we have. In Mexico, we have three different pathways to study midwifery. One of them is we have only 5 midwifery schools in our whole country, 32 states, and only 5 midwifery schools. We also have mentors and apprentices, which include also the traditional birth attendants. And we also have 5 obstetric nurse and perinatal nurses. We also only have 4 nursing schools. And in total, we only have 100 midwives in the whole country. We have 16,000 traditional birth attendants, and we have about 17,000 nurse midwives. And of course, if you want to be autonomous in Mexico, the only way to be autonomous in the practice is to be a midwife or a traditional birth attendant, because you're out of the system. But if you work as a nurse midwife, you have absolutely no autonomy in your practice. You basically serve the physicians and the gynecologists. And just to put this into perspective, 20 years ago, almost half of the births were attended by midwives. And nowadays, 20 years later, only 2% of the births are attended by midwives. So 95% of the births nowadays are attended by physicians. So births are, of course, over-medicalized. Almost no woman has the right or option to have no episiotomy, no forceps, no to give birth in a free position, or to have the option of not having an epidural. That's almost not an option, even though the norms and the recommendations are giving the opposite recommendations. And for example, in Monterrey, where I'm from, it's in the northeast of the country, almost in the public hospitals, almost 70% of the births are by C-section, and in private hospitals, above 95%. So babies are being born by surgery, more than 9 women out of 10. So. We have a very big problem with birth certificates. Birth certificates are not given to midwives. So even though you have the autonomy to work in home births, you don't have the right to have the birth certificate. So every time you bring a woman to the hospital or to the registration office, it's like, no, this baby was born at home, and I'm going to give you a difficult time to give you the birth certificate, even though the law says that we're free to give birth anywhere with whoever we want. But we have a very big problem with birth certificates, and also with salaries. Like the only midwives that have a salary are the nurse midwives, and they earn about $300 to $500 a month. So, and that's why within the private practice is easier to live as a midwife. And also, there's a very big problem in Mexico that it is not clear the role of a midwife. People, like the public, doesn't really know what midwives do. And also from the top, from the politicians, the government, they don't really understand what midwifery is about. So that's something we have to approach. We have to raise awareness, and actually we are building in a campaign to reach policymakers, but also the society, to explain what midwives do. That's one of our first steps to come forward. We need to improve the education opportunities for midwives at every level, like to have more professional ways to advance and to be in different positions for policymaking. And we also need to work with the policymakers, the government. But I think it all comes down first to education. And I would like to tell a story about a birth certificate. In September, a girl was born at home. After this woman had two previous births at a public hospital, she got 5 episiotomy cuts from 2 births. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. That's because students in the medical school are doing the births, so that doesn't make any sense. And this third birth was just the most beautiful experience for this woman. And after having this beautiful experience, we went 72 hours post-birth. They asked us to bring the woman to the hospital so they can do the registration. They had to check cavity to make sure that she just gave birth and she's not stealing a baby. And so we did this. And so they were like, okay, you were born at home with a midwife. We're not going to give you a birth certificate. So we went back and forth to Human Rights, to everybody. Until we went to Human Rights, they listened to us. This was 5 weeks after the birth. The baby had no right because she didn't have a birth certificate. She couldn't get healthcare or anything because she didn't exist for the country, okay? So after this happened, this is where JML's fresh ideas come. So I went to the health office and I say, what do I need to get the birth certificates? Because babies are being born and mothers are choosing to give birth this way. And so the chief officer said, you need to have a doctor at the birth so that we believe that the baby is from that mother.
Wow.
So innovative ideas. I was like, okay, I'll invite this pediatrician that works a lot with home birth, and he could be a part of the midwifery crew because he loves midwives and he's convinced that midwifery is a very good option. So he comes to births with me while we arrange the midwifery status. And yeah, so this is kind of like innovative idea. Meanwhile, I am so glad that this report came out officially with evidence, because that's the way we feel. And it has not been expressed in an official way before. And I think that's a very big step, to come forward and to listen to midwives' voices. Because we know what women need, we know what babies need, and we need to be there in providing the highest standard of care.